7 pro-life bills head to full Texas Senate. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 20, 2021. Texas lawmakers this week advanced 7 pro-life bills out of committee and into the full Senate chamber for hearings. The Texas Abolition Strategy, SB 1647, is an omnibus measure that includes 3 separate pro-life provisions. The Heartbeat Act, SB 8, which would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. The Preborn Non-Discrimination Act, pre-NDA, SB 1173, which would abolish abortions sought due to the sex, ethnicity, or disability of the unborn baby, and the Human Life Protection Act, SB 9, which seeks to abolish all remaining elective abortions in Texas if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. Should SB 9 be enacted, physicians who would violate the law could have their licenses revoked and incur other penalties. The Every Mother Matters Act, SB 802, would require women seeking abortions to have access, free of charge, to resources and counseling by a medical or mental health professional who would provide accurate information about abortion, available assistance to the woman and her family, and a screening for abuse, neglect, and human trafficking. A bill that seeks to regulate chemical abortion, SB 394, would outlaw the delivery by mail of drugs that induce abortion. The legislation would require an in-person examination by a physician prior to the prescription of the abortion-inducing drugs. SB 650 would block any government entity in Texas from providing taxpayer-funded venues to facilitate the provision of abortions. This bill is likely related to the Austin City Council's decision to redirect police funds towards support for increased access to abortions. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, R., listed the Heartbeat Act and the Human Life Protection Act, or the abortion ban trigger, among his priority pieces of legislation for the 2021 session. Young pro-life activists with Students for Life of America, SFLA, and Students for Life Action, SFLAction, testified in support of the bills. "We are watching Texas closely," said SFLA/SFLAction President Kristen Hawkins. "Texas is home to the origin story of Roe v. Wade, and I think the entire pro-life movement would welcome Texas putting a nail in Roe's coffin with one of its strong pro-life bills this session."